Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good friend Jeff Savar back on the show. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1999. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of a number of books on this topic, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. And he's our good friend Jeff Savar. Welcome back.
Always great to be here, Jim. Appreciate you having me.
An award-winning journalist, too, by the way.
Yeah, they didn't know better, so they just, you know.
They lowered, well, they didn't lower the standards too far when they selected you, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, my experience with having a home office goes way back, actually, into the 70s. And I was working for Xerox at the time and sort of running an outlying territory for them. And the closest office was over an hour away. The closest Xerox office was over an hour away. And so I learned some things about setting up an office back in those days that really helped me a lot more than 10 years later when I actually opened my first small business from a home office.
Mm-hmm.
And you started your small business about the same year.
Yeah.
In fact, in the same year, both of us in 89. And it's really important to get your environment established and set up in a productive way early on, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that people, I think, make the biggest mistake is they end up working from the kitchen table, a dining room table, some sort of common area.
A roll-top desk in the corner of the den.
Yeah, and that doesn't work for two reasons. One, it's not a permanent space. You got to clean it up at the end of the day. Actually, more than two reasons. But so you have to clean it up at the end of the day. You're often in the nerve center of the home, regardless of whether you have family. So if it's in the kitchen, you know, that's your kitchen. And so even if you live alone or if you have a partner or a spouse or you have roommates, you know, you do have to clean it up, or you can expect a cacophony of sort of activity and noise there at any time of the day. And also, third and most importantly, it's unprofessional for your mindset. Mm-hmm. to be using a quote temporary space for your home office. It's important that you take the time, you create the right space, a place that's going to be, if not permanent, then semi-permanent enough that it's where you're going to be. You don't have to clean it at the end of the day if you don't want to. Lord knows I don't clean my desk at the end of the day. Usually I try and get to it, you know, once a week, file stuff away, clean it off, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's important that you have a space that is your own, you know, a space
if,
of your own
you're,
to work
if you're,
from.
If you're working on a project and you don't want to have to relay the project out again the next morning before you go to bed, you let it lay there, and you come back the next morning, and it's there ready for you to go, as opposed to, as we said earlier, a common area where you never know who's going to be coming by, and kids are going to be knocking things off or spilling oatmeal on it or whatever.
Right. It's you know, it gets back to how you set up your space, how you set up your business, the functionality of your business. You know, it's important that you put the time into it ahead of time, and that leads into which, I don't know, but that leads us into the discussion of, you know, when you should start setting up your home office. So, for example, let's imagine that you work a day job somewhere, and you're planning on quitting in order to launch a home-based business. So you wouldn't quit on Friday.
Well,
and
you plan on launching a business, and the home base option is the more practical one.
It's more practical
because you don't know where it's
low.
Going. When I started my consulting company in '89, I didn't necessarily think I'm going to be home base. I just knew that was the best place for me to start.
Well, and similarly, when you and I were having these similar paths way back when, 20 plus years ago, you know, I knew that we had an extra bedroom where my wife and I were renting at the time.
Right.
We didn't have kids and whatnot, so we had an extra bedroom. I knew that would be my office. But more to the point, I didn't quit my job on Friday and then launch my business Monday and build my home office on Tuesday or vice versa. You know, I spent time in advance, at the very least, making sure I had a place to work, making sure the phone was set up, you know, today, making sure you have, you know, your computer there, there's an outlet or whatever connection to the internet that you need, whether it's cable, DSL, whatever, or even, you know, Wi-Fi that reaches into that office so that you make sure you get a consistent, strong signal. You have your filing, if you need filing, you have that set up. You take time to do it, and that doesn't mean you have to go out and spend a fortune. You can get it at, you know, consignment shops or office rental places where they're selling used furniture.
The main thing, Jeff, is that regardless of what you do, regardless of what kind of tools you needed, you know, when I started my first home office, my technology was an Underwood 5 manual typewriter and carbon paper, Jeff. But the thing is, regardless of the tools you need for your job, whatever you can afford, the main thing is you need to have a dedicated professional space where you can be productive and where whatever you're working on can be secure. And whenever you're, you know, in the old days, Jeff, you and I needed to have a quiet place where we could talk on the phone.
Right.
Today, that's not as big a deal because not that many people talk on the phone.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody else about something like this today. You need to be able now it's everyone's situation is a little different. So when I started, you know, a couple years into the start of my business, we had, you know, youngsters in the home. So I had to prepare for when they're going to be there. So I would time shift, you know, I would work more my phone business in the morning, and then they got home from preschool in the afternoon. I knew that was my writing time or my quiet, my boisterous time. Whether there was noise in the background, it didn't matter. If you live alone, it doesn't matter when you, that's it.
Did you do like I did? I trained my children. I said, kids.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that I'm in your house.
Right.
But when that door is closed, you knock. You don't come barging in. You have to knock.
Well, and
they would do that.
It
was so funny. I'd be working in there, you know, and I wouldn't. It really would be where I didn't care whether they came in or not. And I'd hear these little bitty taps,
right?
You know, little bitty taps on the door, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's part of it. Is the kids know, and they learned through both telling and showing that if the door's closed, they knock first, come in quietly. If they see Daddy's headset. Well, for a long time, I've worn a headset at the desk, so if they see it, they walk in. And
the family has to be part of the solution, don't they?
Right.
You need to talk to them about it. You need to train them. You need to explain to them what's going on, and let them be part of the process.
Absolutely.
Jeff, chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
That's the one.
Check it out, folks. And he and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 20 after. We're going to talk some more about how to set up a successful home office. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.